Hi, and welcome to growingwithshalisha.com. You're listening to a blog article entitled Another Wave to Come Until the Sea's Calm. A few years back, I wrote a piece entitled Why I No Longer Call Myself a Feminist. It came from the realization that I am more than the earthly identities or even the biological and DNA structure I was born with. I was more than my race, my sex, my nationality, and my social class. I was a human. And wasn't that enough? Wasn't that enough for you to stand up for me and for me to march with you when discriminated against? It seems as if our world chooses who they love, and that, my friend, is not love. Instead, it's the same divided and distorted vision that brought us to the rally in the first place. We each feel like a minority based on things we are physically born with, and this can be race, sex organs, dis or different ability, and then also like a minority based on physical changes due to an accident or health conditions, amputee, change senses, and then also like a minority based on things given by man, religion, nationality, or social class. Only an acceptance of all of the above by everyone without the insane and insistent need for others to be like you is the solution, and that is love. The solution is not to look through the lens of blackness, or woman, or poverty, or immigrant, or aboriginal, or disabled, but instead through the lens of love. Years ago, if 10 out of 10 people scoffed or laughed at this idea, or laughed at me today, only 4 are laughing. And I suspect in some time to come, no one will be laughing. Or maybe we slowly see it on an individual level where, for example, a well-known celebrity said, "White people have always been killing us," to then realize, that 2 of the officers involved in George Floyd's death were not white. What statement would be said now? What shall we now be screaming since it's not entirely the triggering race issue? The protests across the world will continue for many, many, many years to come until we each recognize and accept humans as they are, and without the eyes of superiority or inferiority. That is all. So while you demand more of others, ensure you demand more of yourself, because a different quote-unquote identity for the march you're in may have you on the other side of the fence fighting against another quote-unquote identity. If we cannot accept this truth, then we are rushing without thought, and we are refusing to do the necessary work for there to be a fundamental shift. And we will tell our children and grandchildren about the global 2020 protests. But maybe by then, our children and grandchildren will see thousands of years of what did not work. If we rush this through without thinking, if we rush through this thought and roll our eyes, it is very highly likely that we ourselves are guilty of discrimination. I'll say that again. If we rush through this thought and roll our eyes, it is very highly likely that we ourselves are guilty of discrimination. At times I feel like an alien on Earth. There are some things I saw as a teen, in particular how women were treated. I saw it all began in the homes. Legislation, treaties, or band-aids. Reconciliation, however, and open dialogue and healing is necessary along with appropriate policies, but the latter is secondary. No person who hates another or loves another cares about laws. No person who hates another or loves another cares about laws. Those who are loving will love whether a law tells them to or not. And flip coin, those who hate will hate whether a law tells them to or not. It is the heart of man that matters most. Our buildings, our laws, and institutions are fictitious, and we are blind if we assume that they have an identity all on their own. They are simply a reflection of the heart of man. Legislation cannot affect change unless the man who created the legislation has changed, and unless the man who the legislation was created for has changed. Please keep that in mind while you demand for more and see if your focus can gently shift to demands that can create change and not necessarily the external trappings and decorations of a thing called law and policy. And is it really a demand? The things that can create lasting change, real change, love, kindness, are those things demands? I believe the call for justice is a call for love. Opening one's mind to a certain wisdom would help us better decide on policy and representatives, for example. I smile at those who laughed at presidential hopeful Marianne Williamson. Some of my friends rolled their eyes at the idea of love and dialogue. They were, in fact, more convinced of the Washington prototype, who would unlikely help to create real change when, okay, granted, in my view, Marianne was the best representative for their very pain. They did not even see that, and that was sad. In moving away from the triggering topic of politics directly, no person who sees your quote-unquote issue and then announces they want to help your issue or be an ally to help has healed. They are still othering you. They still see themselves as separate, and that is the problem. They still see themselves as separate, and that is a problem. You cannot be an ally for yourself, can you? But we will commend it because we are not yet seeing the real issue. Only when we do not see it as a your issue have we gone past the pains of the past. Only then can the seas calm. But until then, there are more waves to come. Did you for a minute think that I am suggesting external non-action? If so, I invite you to read or listen again. I hope you enjoy this article at growingwithshalisha.com entitled Another Wave to Come Until the Seas Calm. And I also hope you enjoy the beautiful background music provided by nature. Have a beautiful day.